Everywhere I look, it's looking tough. The only way to get on through it is to put your head down and get to it. Stuck between a hard place and a rock. Between a hard place and a rock. Stuck between a hard place and a rock.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Now, must I darling. Must I shake them all down? Looky yonder, baby, coming down the road. When your man gets here, then off you go. I said, don't stop hollering now. Must I shake him on down? Don't stop hollering now.
Closing out that set from his solo debut EP, Dark Horses, that was Northern Ireland's lonesome Chris Todd with his cover of Book of White's Shake 'Em On Down. Before that, from their forthcoming release, Tall, Dark, and Handsome, we had Delbert McClinton and Self-Made Men with If I Hawk My Guitar. And taking us across the top of our first hour from his brand new release, Tired of Talkin', we had Hamilton, Ontario's Steve Strongman with Hard Place and a Rock. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her new release, Roads That Cross, this is Serbia's Katarina Pajak with Cool Drifter.
Never fly too high, never stay too low, never fly too high. use. No matter what I give you, all I get back in return. See?
Closing out that set from her new release, Mad Love, we had Montreal's Dawn Tyler Watson with Love to Burn. Before that, from her 2018 release, Been Meaning to Tell You, we had Finland's Aina Forsman with Genius. And I got that set started off with Serbia's Katarina Pajak and Cool Drifter from her new release, Roads That Cross. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, to help mark the 23rd National Indigenous Peoples Day on Friday, June 21st, I'm going to showcase some Indigenous rock and blues musicians from across Canada. National Aboriginal Day was proclaimed by Governor General Romeo LeBlanc in 1996 as a day for all Canadians to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, diverse cultures, and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. In 2017, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the day's name would be changed to National Indigenous Peoples Day. The Canadian Constitution recognizes three groups of Aboriginal peoples: Indians, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis. Although these groups share many similarities, they each have their own distinct heritage, language, and cultural practices and spiritual beliefs. Many people have pushed for a national day to recognize and celebrate Canada's Aboriginal peoples and cultures long before 1996. In 1982, the National Indian Brotherhood, now the Assembly of First Nations, called for June 21st to be National Aboriginal Solidarity Day. In 1995, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples recommended a National First Peoples Day to be designated. The Sacred Assembly, a national conference of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, called for a national holiday to celebrate the contributions of Aboriginal peoples. The most recent Canadian census, 2016's, showed the population of Indigenous peoples to be close to 1.7 million, or nearly 5% of the population. Canada's Indigenous people make up one of the fastest-growing segments of the population. After 1960, the population grew by 161%. Currently, half the population of Indigenous people is under the age of 25. National Indigenous Peoples Day is a paid holiday for employees in the Yukon Territory and the Northwest Territories.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
Starting things off from their soon-to-be-released Bare Knuckles and Brawn, this is Vancouver Island's Blue Moon Marquee with Big Smoke.
Big smoke.
shit. It's all safe, the shoot man said. Then why do your moms wind up dead?
Just want to